This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Dr. Justin Coulson is the author of the number one parenting book, 21 Days to a Happier Family. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Emma.
All right. Stressed out parents are increasingly likely to use screens to calm their upset and challenging children. But according to new research, it's only in lower socioeconomic homes. Talk to us about this. Are screens good to use as a coping strategy to preserve sanity?
Oh, look, you know what? This is one of those maybe but probably not kind of responses. it really depends. There are some times, and I admit, you know, look, I'm a parenting expert, right, and I'm supposed to have all the right answers and do all the right things, but there are some times where I just look at my kids and say, right, that's it. Go and stare at a screen for half an hour because need some space. I need to talk to your mom, or I've got to get dinner organized, or whatever it is. Every parent goes through that. So I'm not going to be so unrealistic as to say that we should never use screens to pacify our kids or you know, give ourselves a bit of space, because sometimes the reality is we need to do it. It's just a fact. Sometimes we can't send them out to play in the street because we live on a busy street, or we can't send them out to play in the yard because we live in a townhouse or a block of units. We don't always have all of the perfect options available to us to make things just right. So I think what we've really got to ask ourselves is, how often are we doing it? Why are we doing it? And what are the alternatives? Is there something else that we could do other than putting them in front of a screen? The thing that was, I think, really concerning about this particular research was that it was showing that the parents who are most likely to rely on screens are parents who are coming from lower socioeconomic areas, lower socioeconomic backgrounds. This is a challenge because typically if you've got less money, you're also, not all the time, but often going to have had maybe a little less education. And the research shows that kids that come from homes where parents aren't earning much and haven't got a lot of education may not be getting the same kinds of opportunities. And I mean, that kind of just stands to reason. It makes sense. But by sticking them in front of a screen, it doesn't enhance their opportunities anymore. And so this is a really tough one. What we need to do is try to help every parent to be aware of alternative options. Because your question was, is it a good coping strategy? Well, the truth is, no, it's not. You know, and sometimes we even do it as adults. You know, we're in a bad mood, we're feeling lousy, or we've just had a disagreement with somebody, and we go and find somewhere quiet, whether it's the bathroom or the front porch or whatever it is, and we lock ourselves away and we pull out our phone and we just stare at it and lose ourselves in it. And that's not a good way to cope with our difficulties. We need to deal with them in more productive, positive ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have, this may be opening another whole can of worms, but can you give us just one or two other coping strategies?
Yeah, for sure. So the first thing is, I think when our kids are going a bit bonkers, what we tend to do is we get mad at them, or we kind of say, look, not now. We sort of ignore them. Or every now and again we might just say, oh, you'll be right. But most of the time we either get a little bit cranky or we just ignore them. This is really hard to do, but when our kids are losing the plot, it's really important that we actually look at them and say, I need to connect with you now. You're actually needing some attention. You're needing some focus. You're needing some love. And so sometimes, in spite of the fact that we've got so much going on, that thing's boiling on the stove, or that email has to be replied to, or that deadline is looming, sometimes if we just put everything down for 5 minutes and spend that time with our kids, they'll calm down and we can get on with what we've got to, you know, the important stuff once we've dealt with our children. And I say important stuff like that because they're really the most important thing. We kind of forget that. Another thing to do is just to have some simple activities available for them that don't involve screens. Maybe you can have their favorite books or magazines laying around so that they can pick them up and read them. Maybe you can have some, if they're little kids, some water play or some Play-Doh on the back deck. We just need to be a little bit creative about what we're getting them to do. Perhaps they can have some craft to do, pull the scissors out and the textures, and get them being creative. This kind of stuff just requires us to be a bit proactive and a bit thoughtful ahead of time, because if we haven't got it planned ahead of time, then the screen is not only the easy option, it's almost the only option, because we can't think broadly enough to come up with the other ideas.
Yep. Some great tips there. Thank you so much, Justin.
It's always nice to talk to you, Emma. Proactive parenting at its best.
I love it. I love it. So helpful. And make sure you grab Dr. Justin Coulson's brand new book as well, 21 Days to a Happier Family. It's awesome. Thanks, Justin.
Hey, 6 weeks now at number one on the parenting list.
Oh, wow.
The last 6 weeks now, it's going great guns. So if you haven't grabbed a copy, the feedback I've been getting has just been wonderful. It's going really nicely.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. It really is an awesome book. And actually, you can read all about the book on our website as well, hope1032.com.au. And Dr. Justin Coulson there also gives some little tips and insight into what's in the book. It's a great article. Thanks, Justin.
Thanks, Emma. Have a great day.